flow is everywhere. It's just about dialoguing with it energetically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, so that it can do the thing that it's designed to do. So what is getting in the way of that circulation?
Hello, 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 and welcome to 52 Weeks of Flow, the podcast that delves into the depth of human potential and the transformative power of flow. On this show, we talk about peak performance, flow, energy, and bridge the gap between science and woo-woo. Through authentic stories and real-life examples, my guests and I will help you dive into your superpowers and create your next level of success. My name is Bea Marie Amin, neuroscience geek, flow enthusiast, and your guide to rewilding yourself. I'm on a mission to raise the frequency of the planet by supporting you to untame yourself and step into your flow. Hello, 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 and welcome to 52 Weeks of Flow, the podcast that delves into the depth of human potential and the transformative power of flow. We are just, you know, shortly into season two, but I promise you, I have made some incredible changes. And, you know, like you see, for those watching on YouTube right now, the layout is different. And I have so many amazing guests planned already, and today I'm bringing you this absolute powerhouse of knowledge, heart, and wisdom, and I cannot wait for all of you to meet her. Maybe you have met her in January at the Superwoman Symposium, where she just blew our minds, but I'm just going to introduce her formally. So I'm going to welcome to this beautiful stage Paige Frazone. She is a subconscious health practitioner, professional writer, author, and international award-winning impact speaker. She is the founder and owner of her integrative practice, where she helps men and women struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, and addiction process the root memories and emotions that signal present-day stress. So everyone, welcome with me, Paige Frazone.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much. I'm like, wow, what a full bio. And I'm so grateful to be here and talk about all the things that that entails. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you so much for coming on. I mean, this is such an... Okay, everybody, this is the backstory. Paige and I met last year in 2022 in, I don't know, was it January, February, something like that, at a summit. We both spoke at a summit. We had this pre-speaker call where we, you know, like in school, you pass around little notes, you know, online, you then just connect through LinkedIn and be like, hey, oh, where are you? What's up? Oh, that's so cool. And we both completely forgot about it and then reconnected in Valencia in November last year. And it was like this wow moment. And yeah, then she spoke at the summit at the symposium in January. And now she's here at this, my new season of 52 Weeks of Flow. So this is the backstory. Oh, wait, there's more. Because to schedule this podcast, it took us actually four times,
yeah,
something like this. So there had to be a lot of growth involved for us to meet.
Oh, yeah. I, even hearing this story right now, I still forgot that that's how we originally met. I'm not joking. And it's so wild because talk about flow. Like, there is this higher wisdom. There is this connection that we have had since 2022 that I recently am just remembering now. And it's so cool because we have the ability to plant these seeds for ourselves. I always feel like we're dialoguing with former, you know, past versions of ourselves. And you and I were always supposed to meet. So when we do finally align and connect, it almost puts that much more value and intent and purpose behind it. And so thank you for reminding me of how we've even gotten here, because it's been a longer journey than I thought. And that's so freaking cool.
Yeah, but that, like you just said, it is really an example for how things work, you know, how magnetism works. You know, when two magnets are supposed to meet, they will meet if the ego gets in the way, if life gets in the way, you know, if 3D problems get in the way, but at some point those magnets will meet.
Oh yeah. It's like that Abraham Hicks quote, I believe it is. That's like, that says what's meant for you won't miss you. Mm. And that to me is something I've had to learn to trust more and more deeply, because yeah, your 3D or ego self or whatever it is might even intentionally try and block or inhibit certain things from coming. And inevitably, they're always going to find their way if they're designed for you. And I have struggled with this knowing and actually allowing and trusting this higher wisdom my whole life. And now recently, as a result of Valencia time together and being able to integrate that immense container of growth, I'm just now chipping away at really what flow means to me and what allowing that flow means and honoring that flow means. And so it makes sense to me now why we're here today versus the other four times that we had scheduled to connect.
Okay, so let's dive right in there. What does flow mean to you now?
Gosh, so for me, it's a very visceral and etheric experience at once. So 3D and 5D at once. Like my psychology background would be able to talk about peak human potential and Maslow and positive psychology, and we could do that all day long. But when it comes to applying that in a practical way in our day-to-day life, the way that I've been working with this in my own life is ditching the 9-to-5. And even though I'm a solopreneur, I didn't realize until recently how I was inhibiting my own creative flow, my intuitive flow, by wanting my work to start at a certain time and end at a certain time. Mm-hmm. And that's such BS. Like, let's just talk about the conditioning of society that makes you feel like you have to do this form of input or output in this type of way, in this type of container. And it's so stifling. And so maybe 2 years ago, I would have thought flow was, oh, I get to do ecstatic dance or authentic movement, or I get to kind of just release the choreography part of me and be more in my intuitive body. And that was kind of the beginning of my inquiry of what flow means, was to let my body move me instead of me moving my body. So how to get out of my mind and into my body. That was like a huge practice. And now it's more translating in an expansive way into my professional and creative life, which to me are kind of one and the same, where I'm like, hang on. We all have these different ways that we operate. We all have these different unique blueprints of how to maximize our input and output in a way that works for us. And for me, that means maybe I'm going to work in 2-hour spurts. That means maybe I'm going to just sit down and see if I want to do this creative thing or this pragmatic thing, right? Or how to actually turn the pragmatic thing into the creative thing. And maybe it means working 2 hours in the evening times, which in my conscious mind is like, hell no, that's not right. That's counterculture. That makes no sense. And so it is about this like embodied part of me that's like, hang on, this is going to go way easier and way faster if you actually just listen to the flow of your system instead of doing what your mind tells you you think you should do.
Ah, yes. Yes, the flow of your system. And, you know, when you talked about, you know, ecstatic dance and moving, you know, from your head into your body, I thought, yeah, but that's also part of flow. You know, that's also part of trusting the process and really in getting in tune with your inner wisdom. But, you know, trusting is so hard. We have been so conditioned to distrust things, to always question everything instead of just, yeah, letting it flow and believing that the quote that you quoted, you know, that what is meant for you will find you.
Yes.
And yes. I'm not saying, you know, that you lean back and say, okay, whatever is supposed to find me, come on, bring it on. No, the universe also likes action. So you need to get into action so that the universe can actually direct stuff to you. If you only sit on your couch, you know, and watch Netflix all day, I don't think that, you know, new opportunities will come knocking at your door. That's not going to happen. Sorry, spoiler alert here. but yes, to really deeply dig into your process and your personal flow has been also such a revelation for me. Because I was also when I started my business, okay, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how I scale. This is how I need to do this. This is how, yeah, no.
Right. And I so relate because I see it as we are co-creators, which means there are co-creative, co-occurring variables. And it reminds me of, I don't know if it's the Outkast song, but the lyric that's like, when I move, you move, just like that, right? Yeah. And it's because when I move to the right, something either moves to the right or maybe it moves to the left. Or how, when I move this way, does something else move that way? And what is the impact of the energy flow and where my attention is going? We hear that quote all the time, that energy flows where your attention goes. And so actually tracking that for yourself, because again, it looks different for every person, I feel like is what creates that trust, not just in the universe or you as a co-creator and your power and your potential, but in yourself. And I hear what you're saying, because I think there's a spectrum of trust here. I think that there is that very common experience of not trusting and self-doubting and fearing, and it's very easy to fall into that. But then there's this like middle ground where I feel like I find myself often and some other people that I've seen in practice where we don't even know what the heck that means. Because that's part of the growth and the evolution into the trust is actually being in this liminal space of like, wait a second, I'm not wanting the self-doubt or the fear or the paralysis anymore. And I'm making my way towards more trust because I know that that is the way of my intuitive body. But what does that mean? And we hear these words all the time, like have faith and believe you can. And if you put your mind to it, you can do it. And it's like, what does that mean? And more importantly, how does that feel? And this is the journey where every single person is going to have to find that internal intuitive feeling. But the words that we say are designed to be said to carry that feeling that hopefully can help somebody else feel that thing in them that they need to feel.
Yes. And thank you for pointing that out and differentiating the trust a little bit. But it's exactly that. It's about the feeling. It's not about the thoughts. It is about the feeling that we have. Because that then, I love it when, I don't know who said that. If it was Marie Folio, no, there was probably somebody before that, said that our thoughts create our words and our words create our reality. And what are our thoughts? Our thoughts are memories and judgments of feelings that we have. Because if the mechanism in our body, you know, excitement and fear are the same chemical reaction in our body. The only difference is what our brain tells us what it is.
Yes.
And I have that with my daughter a lot. She's like, oh my God, I'm so afraid. I'm so anxious. And I'm like, okay, hold on a second. Why are you afraid? Are you afraid, you know, that a shark is going to bite you? Like, are you fearing for your life? Like, where is that? No, that's not it. You know, but it's like, it's the unknown. And it's like, oh, so are you excited maybe? Mm. Yeah, no, but it's not a positive feeling. I know excitement can also feel really sickening, you know, when you're very sensitive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think often too, I love that you share this about like anxious and excitement or fear and excitement look the same in the body. And it's our perception or our relationship to the feeling or the stories that we have about those things from past parts of us that show up in the present to reinforce those ideals and convince us that we can't do it or, oh my gosh, how's this going to go? And keeps us kind of stuck in that loop. And Glennon Doyle, I really appreciate her writing and her books and her personality. And she says with her kids, she calls it nervited, when you're both nervous and excited at the same time. So we have this like fusion, which I appreciate, because it's okay to feel multiple polar things at the same time. And actually learning to create space for the unknown or for all of it or for polarized experiences within us, I feel is what actually creates that self-trust. It is working that muscle of maybe not having to have the concrete answer of why am I this way? Or, oh my gosh, I'm concretely locked into this box of fear. And really, it creates opening of being able to be all. And then when you're able to be all and hold all, that's where flow starts to come.
Yes. Oh, I just realized that after every answer that you give, I'm like, yes. Because it resonates so deeply with me. The thing about flow for me has always been this joy of the unknown. Because when you look at a river, you know, when the river springs from its spring, it doesn't really know where it goes. It just follows. It follows the riverbed. And if the riverbed ends, the river will find its way. Sometimes even underground. Sometimes for miles and miles, you do not see the river, but it's still there and it's still flowing and it's finding its way to the ocean somehow. And so that, you know, when we talk about peak performance and when we talk about, you know, zeroing in and being completely focused, and this is also exactly that. It's your creative vision, your task, your creative project that you're on at that moment. You're flowing towards conclusion, bringing it to life. You're flowing towards, you know, the ocean, to the big finale base. Mm-hmm. Ah, there, the internet connection just completely broke while I was talking. So that's the same thing with the energy flow in our body. When we follow that flow, it also leads us to the ocean. It leads us to something bigger. It leads us to an expansion.
Yeah, yes. This is huge. Like, there is no limit to the infinite. And bodies of water in themselves are infinite. They have infinite drops of water that create the bigger expression. And I live by a mantra that I actually coined from, or I took from, one of my favorite medicine card decks. It's an animal spirits deck from Jamie Sams and David Carson. And one of them, I believe it's the turtle medicine, funny enough, but one of the things that it says when it's imbalanced is don't push the river. Don't push the river. And I, in my life, have constantly tried to push the river where, okay, maybe there's flow, but I want it to go faster. Or maybe there's flow, but I want it to go slower. Or I want it to be yesterday. Or I want it to be now, right? And I think that, again, that circles back to the 3D or the ego or whatever in us or life gets in the way from us just allowing. And I do believe it was Eckhart Tolle. I'm a writer, so I love my quotes, but I believe it was him who said, the second you start allowing is the second you stop the drama of your life. And I find myself, when it comes to these concepts of working to lean into the trust, because I actually do think at this moment, trust and allowance are one and the same. And in that, it allows for that flow. So I love this conversation. It's so necessary.
Well, it was, you know, years in the making. No, but month in the making. So it better be good.
Yes.
I love it so much that you brought up the turtle. Because 10 years ago, I started, I really believe it was 2014, that my mentor at that time said, you know, let's start off the year. Like, how do you want to start off the year? And everybody was like, yeah, full force. Let's do it. We're all in it. Rah. And she was like, okay, here. And then she showed us a video of a turtle. And she was like, so very resilience, continuity, and focus. And that was like, for me, like for the longest time, the turtle has been my spiritual animal, because my spirit animal, because of this resilience, persistence, focus, continuity. You know, yes, you can start off like a rocket. You can just push really hard, you know, push the river. But it probably will only, you know, move you one nanosecond before the actual timeline. Mm-hmm. And so this turtle archetype, this turtle spirit is, thank you for reminding me of that, because it is just really amazing. Not the ones, you know, starting the fastest, finish first, or, you know, finish healthy, but the ones that really use that time, harness their power, and yeah, flow.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And I love that this is a connection that's popped up for you, because we've learned this at the beginning of life, like slow and steady wins the race. We've read the Frog and Toad books. Hopefully they're great books, right? But there is medicine in every element naturally, in every animal, in every crystal, in every smell. Like, there's medicine environmentally available to us. And so actually centralizing this podcast around the concept of flow is also centralizing it, in my opinion, around the concept of water. And we all have water within us. We're cellularly more than 65% water, 63% maybe. And different organs of our body are comprised of sometimes 85%, kidney, liver. Like, we have all of these parts of us that are conscious beings, entities that require this flow. And that's why in Ayurveda or acupuncture, right, we talk about chi and life force and how we have the ability to stimulate different directional flow within us, whether it's from Shen cycles or Ko cycles or Luo cycles. And these impact the fire and earth and water and wood and metal elements inside of us. And so whether people need to externalize what flow looks like through a river or a turtle or whatever, or dropping deeper into our own internal environment, sometimes those are one and the same, because as within, so without. So I'm really enjoying thinking of this life force concept and where that comes from and how to better circulate it, just like you would electrically if you're in a science class or physics, or, you know, really trying to stimulate like a circuit board, whether it's in an appliance in your house. Like, there's so many metaphors for this to help people understand that flow is everywhere. It's just about not just lining up with it, but like dialoguing with it energetically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, so that it can do the thing that it's designed to do. So what is getting in the way of that circulation?
Yes. And I want to pick up on something that you said in January in our talk. You said that 5% of what we do see, whatever, is conscious, and 95% is subconscious. And that if we do not tap into those 95%, the 95% drive us.
Oh, yeah.
And but we call it fate.
Yeah.
We call it fate, or we call it whatever, God, you know, whatever you want to call it. But So, and what I love is that we can change our river. You know, what is that movie called? It's such a chick flick with Heath Ledger, where he's a knight and the dad, he's a carpenter or something, but he wants to be a knight, and his dad tells him that he can change his stars. Mm-hmm. And in the end, he becomes a knight. Mm-hmm. And I truly believe that when we tap into those 95%, that we are everyone. It doesn't matter what situation, life situation you're in, where, what continent you're born in, wherever, that when we tap into those 95%, that we can change our stars. That we can completely transform not just our life or our life's path, but also our physique. We don't need, plastic surgeons. We are capable of changing our cells. We're capable of changing, we change our brain every freaking day by what we feed it.
Yes.
So if we can do that with our brain, it should be easy to do that with, you know, the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all connected. And I love this, because there's infinite metaphors here, really. But it's like, if you want to reroute the river, what's got to be dammed up first? Like, where are you going to, how are you going to reallocate that that momentum, that energy that's in motion, whether it's through boundaries with family or boundaries with friends, or you're going to stop saying yes to things that you mean to say no to, or, you know, you're no longer going to continue eating that thing that, you know, you probably don't have a great relationship with. Like there are things that have to be put in place in order for that change to happen. And it doesn't have to be, you know, 0 to 100, because that's not sustainable by any means, but similar to like an ocean, right? Like the ocean, what's going on under the ocean that you can't see from up above is actually informing everything that's going on surface level and above. And so that 95%, I often speak to it like a glacier is the most common metaphor, where the tip of the iceberg is what's visible. That's our conscious mind. That's 5%. That's what we're choosing to experience, the things that we know that we're thinking. And it's the decisions that we make. Do I want to go left or right? Or do I want to eat this or that? And it helps us stay in our wise, you know, realistic spaces in our life. And then we have these involuntary experiences that cause pain and suffering. And all of our involuntary mechanisms of our body, our heartbeat, our blinking, our yawning, our breathing, all those things we don't tell our body to do, they just do. In the same way, we have these limiting beliefs or these limiting relationships or these dynamics of, you know, dis-ease or disorder that we never, ever consciously desire. And so how do we not just bring that invisible realm to the visible, but how do we align the health of the potential living under the surface with the health of the potential living on top of the surface to actually co-create a life of infinite potential so that you are in the driver's seat? And when that can happen, when we dialogue with what's going on below the surface and in its own terms and the way it needs to be dialogued with, then we can steer the river in a different direction and in ways we never consciously thought we could. So that's pretty freaking cool.
It absolutely is. Yes. And okay, I can talk to you forever, but I promise to myself and to my audience that this season I will not exceed 30 minutes. And I just want to, I want you to tell them where that you can, where they can find you.
Yes. Yes. So please connect. I'd love to connect. I'm available on social media, Facebook, Instagram at Inner Realm Wellness. And my website has a whole breakdown of all the things that I offer and a little bit more about my background and who I am, which is innerrealmwellness.life. And I would love for you to drop me a DM. Let me know where you have connected and what you've gotten from our talk today, some takeaways. And you can also email me with any questions about all things subconscious, page at innerrealmwellness.life.
And if that was too fast for you, it will also be in the talk in the podcast description. But I just love it when my guests say where they are, because it just like sinks in better. Thank you so much. Okay, if you can say, you know, one more thing, what would that be?
I know in society we hear all the time, follow your bliss. And again, that's a moment for me personally where I'm like, I don't know what that means. But today, after everything that we've talked about, I feel like it's very appropriate to say, follow your flow. And also, I desire to give everyone permission to know that yours looks different than the next person, than the next person. And it also might look different today versus tomorrow versus 1 hour from now. And so the more you create that space to be in the flow of finding your flow, the more likely it'll come right to you. So enjoy the ride.
Aw, that was beautiful. Thank you so much, Paige, for coming on and sharing your wisdom. It is always such a pleasure talking to you. And I already can feel my brain going like, ooh, choo, 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 choo. New neural connections here. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you too. You're amazing.
And that's it. That's it for today. That's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in and staying with us till the end. I'm giving you a virtual high five right now, because you have stayed with us until the end and you are part of the 52 Weeks of Flow community. If you also want to be part of the Superwoman community, then sign up for the newsletter at www.superwoman.coach. And if you have 10 seconds after this episode, please go and rate and review the show. It would mean the world to me. And it helps us, you know, bring on more amazing guests and just expand the show and bring flow into every household. So please rate and review the show and be sure that I will read every freaking comment that you put on there. I cannot wait to read from you. And until next time, keep shining, keep learning, keep growing, and keep flowing.